Abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
Winter weather got you down? Let the February issue of Discorder be the light in your life. Bringing you the same exclusive content in our exciting new format, this month's issue is filled with oodles of goodies, such as shots from the DIY Fest Xenapalooza, the Groundhog Day staff sound-off, a calendar of all the best shows this month, and information on all the awesome swag you can win during this year's fun drive.
Are those CITR socks? That's bananas.
Plus band features on Hollow Moon, Connecticut, Redrick Salton, The Written Years, Vague, and Kubla Khan. All this and so much more in Discorder, that magazine from CITR. A copy can be picked up at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, check us out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to our advertisers, the Biltmore Cabaret, Fortune Sound Club, LiveVan.com, MRG Concerts, the Portside Pub, Postal Loop, the Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fairs, and Weird Distro.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman, for when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time. For y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Thank you. farmers thought that there must be a way to know why the stars are shining. And they wanted to see, and they decided to go on a mission.
Small car and a small car and a small car and a small car.
I've got a little bone for you. I got a bone for you. 'Cause I'm a doggy. Yes, I'm a doggy. And I'm naked almost all the time. I stink when I'm wet. I stink when I'm wet. I really stink when I'm wet. Ooh, I stink when I'm wet. 'Cause I'm a doggy. I'm a doggy. And I'm naked almost all the time. Wow, wow. At the moon, and I growl at your feet, and I chase little rabbits when I go to sleep. 'Cause I'm a doggy. Yes, I'm a doggy. And I'm naked almost all the time.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And we have a special guest all the way from Mexico City. Jorge Vilchis from La Gusana Ciegas here. How are you?
Hello. Buenos dias.
So we're going to be playing some Gusana Ciega during the show. They're here to record their new album with Redekop. Howard Redekop. We're going to try to give him a call maybe. No, we can talk to him maybe later. Do a little interview.
For sure he's working. But we can try.
We can try.
Yeah,
no?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chapa's here right. Too.
Hello, everybody.
We started the show with a little homage there because it's Black History Month. So we started the show with Funkadelic, Maggot's Brain, and Marvin Pontiac with a couple of songs, Small Car, and Now I'm a Doggy. A pretty mysterious character, Marvin Pontiac. We're going to continue with a couple of local bands, and then we're going to chat a little bit with Jorge. They're here recording their newest album. And we have some gigs to announce. We'll see if there's tickets. We'll see. And don't forget that the fundraiser is going to start for CITR next week, so stick around for
yes,
that.
Don't forget to donate.
This is Devil in the Wood Shack.
Baby, baby, baby,
yeah, two times, no,
baby.
baby.
Yeah, two times no. Well, I used to like you, I used to like you, until I saw you at the corner store. Baby, 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 baby. You two times no.
I know there ain't nothing I can do. this ain't no fun. So I guess I'll just play my heart.
Independent radio station at odds against major broadcasting corporations.
I want CITR.
Dead.
I want CITR.
His family. Dead. I want a
radio station.
Burnt to the ground. I want to go to
Vancouver, BC.
I want to piss out his ashes.
Was given an opportunity they thought they would never get.
It's UBC. It says here that they want to give us a new radio station.
But they were up against one major problem.
How are we going to pay to move all our stuff into the new radio station?
CITR Radio presents the 2014 Fund Drive, a heartwarming story of compassion and generosity in which listeners like you donate to help support the station you love.
I just donated and it felt awesome.
For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We were listening there to This Is The Shoes, better known as Tits. This Is The Shoes.
This is a great band, a local band, right?
Yeah, local band, and they're playing on March 22nd at Charkey Grill, 1955, Cornwall. And before that, we listened to Devil in the Woodshack with the song To Horse. They're also going to be playing at Charkey Grill on March 14th. With another band called Thunderswamp. We're gonna have call from Thunderswamp, not this, but next week. So it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I really like this band.
And we're here with Jorge Vilchis, that he came all the way from Mexico City to record an album with La Gusana Ciega with Vancouver producer superstar Howard Redekop. So how do you guys find Howard, or how did you guys decide to work with him?
We wanted to the last record we made of on our own.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to work with somebody else. And a friend of Mexico, Camilo Lara, that he's the he has like an agency and yeah. He gave us like a list of producers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
all over the world or just in Canada?
Like North America. There was one from England.
Okay.
USA. Uh huh. And so the it was the we contact him and we have the like Skypes and he made a very nice contact. We like
understand each other.
It's not has been very natural the relation and I think we made the good choice. And it's very it's great time here. And yeah, that was
welcome to Vancouver.
Thank you, man.
You like it? What do you think?
Yeah, I haven't. I
not enough time to.
Not enough time to. But this is the last week of recording, and then I hope in 5 days. So
yeah, time to get some fun.
Yeah. We need it.
Yeah. What's the name of the album? Do you have a name?
Not yet. Not yet.
Any working titles or any like?
We have been just in the studio, and working hard in the songs, and we're thinking we're gonna bring you when it's finished.
That is something you decide in the end. The name of the album.
It's in the process. It's in the process. Somebody come with an idea and. Depends on the lyrics.
Well, let's listen to some Gusana Ciega song, no? These guys are going to be also performing in the Vive Latino. Which is like the biggest festival
in Mexico. In Mexico, there are like, I don't know how many bands, but there's 3 days of festival.
It's like, I don't know how many bands, but close to 100, probably.
100 or more.
The biggest fest in Latin America. Everybody wants to go and play there. The biggest band.
And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And how many people go to that festival?
Wow.
Many thousands, eh?
Yeah, 200. No, no. Unos 100,000.
100,000? Like in 3 days?
I think so, maybe.
There's like different stages and... all day.
In the beginning, there was just two stages. The festival began in 98. And
8 a.m. in the morning?
1998.
That was the first year. It's incredible. The festival grew. A lot of bands and el cartel?
The headline
is getting like more bands from everywhere.
I think I saw like Canadian band been playing there, like from UK, from everywhere. If you want to go be there, because it's so cool playing the Latin fest.
I think Arcade Fire played there last year.
They're gonna play this year.
They're gonna play this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blur been there, I think.
Blur was in last year.
Yeah, Bagul Bordello. La Gusana Ciega a few years. Kicking ass there, I don't know.
Yeah, these guys have played there a couple of times.
We play in the first edition of the
Cool.
98 it was great.
And you're gonna also be playing at the Corona Music Fest. Where is that?
It's a festival of the
Mexico City.
Corona make
for the
organize
beer?
that festival. It's all over the state of Mexico.
All over the state of Mexico.
Yeah, but I really don't know in which one we're gonna.
You're gonna play. Yeah, because it's like the best. Corona Capital is saying that the festival.
Corona Capital is Corona a Capital. Festival. That's most like an international.
You guys are gonna be playing with very good bands like Kinky, Molotov, and like
in Corona. That's right.
Awesome.
Molotov. Molotov have been here to play?
No, never.
They went to Russia.
Kinky was here. They play here.
Okay.
Inspector are playing that festival. They were here too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play Well, this is like your most famous song, this one, probably.
Which one is Tornasol? That's Cellophane
yeah.
from the second album. It was the first single of the second album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that your most famous song, you think, or which one do you think?
I think in Mexico, like the.
Have a lot of fame.
For me, it's difficult, but I think Tornasol is one.
Tornasol.
You know it by the people that I know. You guys from Tornasol. I think that's the most popular song.
Most popular.
Band. Yeah, but that song is cool. I like Cellophane.
Yeah.
I like the one No Me Tientes.
No Me Tientes.
No Me Tientes is an old.
Okay, well, let's we're going to play this one that is. Oh, where did it go? Ella Estrella.
Ella Estrella is from the last record.
From the last record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a video there on YouTube, so check it out.
Y solo
So that's La Gusana Ciega all the way from Mexico, Mexico City. You guys started like a lot of years ago, no? The band?
Daniel, the singer, and Manuel, the ex-bass player, started the band in 90s. Yeah, the last decade.
Yeah, last century, no?
Uh-huh, and the first record is from 96. Many 96 years, the first one. Uh-huh, and yeah, they began like a high school band, you know, playing for their friends, and playing covers bands, and then Daniel began to make his own compositions and starting the band, the first record was with Manuel, and Edwin was their friend from the high school, and they quit music and then
you started you joined like in 96
joined in 97 for the 97. Second album. That's it. We in 2002 we split like 2 years and a half, and then we
you
began to playing in 2005 again with another bass player,
Lou.
Since 2005 we haven't stopped, and it's crazy because The it's like, wow.
Yeah.
2005 till 2000. Wow. It's like, yeah. Rock and roll is like psychedelic. It's wow. I can't believe that is 2014.
14, like, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Incredible. Time passes by really, really fast. Let's play a couple of couple of local bands. It's gonna play Lisa's Hotcakes. They're playing this Saturday at Charkey Grill, 1955 Cornwall. You have a nice acoustic concert there at Charkey Grill.
Thank you. Like, it was a very fogatoso. How do you say fogata? I don't know.
Like a bonfire. Kind of like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was really cozy. Yeah, cozy.
Totally unplugged.
Acoustic,
that
totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks,
man. Yeah, people really like it.
So this Saturday, well, we have an open mic on Thursdays there at Charkey. This Friday, I think they're going to have a Brazilian carnival or something like that. So it's going to be cool. And Saturday, there's a fundraiser for Lini Bennett, singer-songwriter from a local singer-songwriter that she had an accident and she's slowly recovering and getting back into music, so she's gonna perform a couple of songs. And Lisa's Hotcakes are gonna be performing that night.
Good name.
Yeah, pretty cool girl.
And good name too. Yeah. I said good name for a band.
So let's listen actually to this song that is called Hotcakes Army.
Still there.
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 26th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 2 p.m. to listen to our guest seminar on how to access over $100 million worth of scholarships for your studies. Check the website on studyandgoabroad.com.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're here with Jorge Vilchis from La Gusana Ciega, and we have the producer Howard Redekop here on the line. Hey Howard, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you very much for taking our call. I know that you're very busy recording La Gusana Ciega, but we wanted to ask you a little bit about the process. How are you getting to know these guys, and how's their new project going?
It's going great. Like every record, it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. The process is going good as far as getting to know the guys and sort of digging into the music. We did a lot of that before we even sort of thought that it would be a good idea to work together.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of felt like I kind of had a pretty good insight into what they were about, both as as a band and as well as individuals. What their history was and where they were coming from. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to be walking into a project where maybe just the cultural difference, it's Mexico, it's North America, it's not that different, but at the same time, it is pretty different, right? And I've never been to Mexico prior to making this record, so I wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything that was going to be, different for me than I would normally know. And it's been very organic. It's been pretty much the same as any other record that I would make. It's just, except the difference on this one is that this is going to be a really, really, really good record.
But for the people that don't know Howard, he produced Tegan and Sara, Say the Whale, Mother, Rich Hope, Hannah Georgias, You Say Party, like a lot of the Mother, like the biggest Vancouver bands, basically. And now you're producing one of the biggest Mexican bands, and you said it's pretty similar process, you would think?
Yeah, it's a very similar process. I think the only real difference is the language and the food that we eat.
Hello, Howard.
We eat a lot of tacos in Canada.
You can, exactly. But the process is very similar, and that's, I think, sort of what you were getting at. And there is a difference in the process when it comes to producing the vocal part of it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And also communicating, when we're working out a part as a band, it's easier for them to communicate in Spanish, not because they don't speak English, but just because it's their natural, there's things they can say more clearly and eloquently to each other
mm-hmm.
in Spanish than they would be able to in English. So there's a lot of times where they will just, have a discussion amongst themselves, and then once they've sort of kind of nodded and agreed and gone, okay, right, then they'll translate for me and get me on the same page. And enough time goes by that you can tell by the body language and their gesturing just exactly what they're talking about, even if you don't, because I don't speak Spanish. So it's interesting. And when it comes to producing the vocals, it's also very interesting. I have an English translation for the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not that different, because I know what the words are supposed to mean, and I know what kind of emotion is being put into it. And beyond just, coaching somebody to sing the best they can, it's trying to get to capture a performance that is about the song and what the song is supposed to be about. And I know what that is. So it's, and because I don't know the language, I'm forced to pay a little bit more attention to that.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to really, really know what they're talking. When you produce something in English, which is my language, you just, that wasn't very good, do it again. Whereas in this case, it's like, well, that might have been very good because maybe the statement is supposed to be one of great loss or of anger, and
uh-huh.
So if it's a little bit out of tune and a little bit out of time, that might serve the song really well. So what's the translation here?
Yeah. So you're going to work with more Mexican bands after this?
Well, I hope so, because I like the food down there, and I like the people, and now I want to go and hang out with my friends from Lagosana again.
Yeah, you should invite Howard for the Vive Latino.
Yeah, if you have time, we go to Vive Latino, Howard.
Thanks, George.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
Fine, we're good chat here with Osvaldo. Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, do you get to talk in Spanish on the radio?
No, what's your opinion about my English, Osvaldo?
Yeah, it's getting there, yeah. It's an English show. After La Gusana Ciega, Howard, what's your next project?
I'm working with an artist. I've finished recording an artist from Switzerland named Timothy Jaromir. He's actually the boyfriend of Rika, a Vancouver artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've done an EP together. So I'm going to be mixing his record after that. And then there are many, many things that are circling, and like it always is in this business, you know, there's 10 people that want to make a record with you, and you end up making two of them. So I'm not sure which ones I'm going to do yet, but as soon as I finish mixing the Lagusana record, then I mix Timothy's record.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Howard. I guess you're working right now, no, with the other guys there?
Actually, I'm doing a little bit of work on my own. I'm sorting through some vocals that Danielle's worked really hard on, and Danielle will be here shortly, and we'll sing some more vocals.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, well, say hi to the guys, and thanks for the chat.
I will, for sure. And thanks for having me, and I'll see you soon, Jorge.
Okay, see you.
See you guys.
Okay, bye. Ciao.
Bye.
So that's Howard Redekop. Okay, so let's put a you made an album of cover songs of old not Mexican but like
Latin American Spanish. Sesto, yeah, that was our weird record because we don't want the first thing was like make an covers from rock 80s Spanish rock, but
You ended up with like some
and why don't we do a record about the song you hear in your infancy,
that childhood,
childhood, and it's strange that your uncles maybe put it to you
like cheesy, corny song.
Cheesy song,
exactly. and that's the record is it has a lot of it's also an eclectic covers.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's listen to one of them, no? The Camilo Sesto one, maybe?
Camilo Sesto, we can, yeah. That's one of, It's here.
Siempre me traiciona la razón y me domina el corazón. No sé luchar contra el amor.
Vivir así es morir de amor.
Where the hell is this Rich Hope?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, cool songs, eh? So, yeah, La Gusana Ciega are here in town recording with producer Howard Redick. So, yeah, pretty cool experience. So, we were listening there actually to Rich Hope and the Evil Doers. They're a band that Howard produced, no?
He made a few songs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty cool. And before that, we listened to La Gusana Ciega cover from Camilo Sesto. That's probably like an 80s song, maybe end of 70s.
Where are these guys from?
Camilo Sesto from Spain, no? From from Madrid. Madrid.
70s, 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. And you discover a new band that you like, no? The Criminal Jokers.
Well, band. I was on Sunday. Just something I like to hear music, blah, blah, blah. And I discovered it in there from
from Italy, yeah. So I can play a song
I don't
from,
know which
from them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you want to play any other song. You want to like
let's
have
see,
a
let's
request?
See you, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Que suena también.
Amen.
So that's La Gusana Ciega with a couple of songs there. Invasión Estelar and 727. And before that, the Criminal Jokers from Italy with Bestie. And we're going to play Mama Pulpa because thanks to Mama Pulpa is that we met
yes,
each other. Yeah.
Thanks, Alfredo. Alfredo is not on the line.
No, it's not online. Alfredo, probably he's working on his Mi Corte Informativo show.
Exactly.
Or something. But yeah, Alfredo from Mama Pulpa. Some of you might remember Mama Pulpa here in Vancouver. No, a couple of our listeners, I know they're fans. So yeah, thanks to Alfredo that recommended La Gusana Ciega. What did
Alfredo.
They say?
Thanks, Alfredo.
What did he Thank say about Alfredo. Vancouver? Like, ah, it's a cool city, or?
Yeah, he. That was like. Well, crazy and different. Yeah. Basically.
Cool. So we're gonna put. Let's see. Okay, let's. We're gonna put a song from Mama Pulpa, and then the Bone Daddies that are playing April 4th at Ansa Club. They're playing with the Elixirs and Dope Soda. We didn't have time to play their songs, but we'll play one Bone Daddies after Mama Pulpa. This song is called "Qué Mal Gusto." They're recording too. They have a new.
I was collaborando.
Yeah, you were collaborating with the album. Cool. Exactly. Singing or playing guitar?
Playing a little guitar and hanging in the studio.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Very fun. Very fun. Very fun, guys.
Cool.
Sí, para hablar, señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca hablamos, del mexicano que nos daña, nos daña, nos daña, nos daña.
¡Qué mal gusto le muestran!
Que hablar hasta aniquilar.
Qué mal gusto demuestran aquellos que se tiñen de rubio y que se sienten más bellos. Los que creen que pueden juzgar por tu tono de piel o tu forma de hablar. Qué mal gusto demuestran dejándonos ver que lo único que quieren es dinero y poder. Qué mal gusto. Seguirá dañando. De ese hay que hablar hasta aniquilarlo. Sin importarnos su posición social, profesión ni jerarquía. Tanto que pierda esa energía, ese disque ingenio mal canalizados que solo los usa para fastidiar al prójimo y que cada vez hunde más y más a este país, matando sus esperanzas y trayendo lamentables consecuencias que vivimos a diario.
So this was the Morning After Show. Thank you. Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you very much.
From La Gusana Ciega, from being
thank
here.
You.
Chapa, also, thanks for the refreshments.
Thank you. Thank you, Toldo.
Nice to see you here in Vancouver.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Really cool. Okay, yeah. Hope you finish your city on time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we
are. You went back to work now?
Back to work?
Yeah.
Back to rehearsals and yeah, it's back to
nice.
Back to Mexico.
Cool. We're going to leave you with the pack ID and you want to say hello to somebody? People are saying here hello to Lisa.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello,
Paloma.
Hello, Paloma.
Paloma's listening. Paloma. Lisa DiFonso's listening. So
saludos.
Prentice and everybody that's listening there. We didn't have time to put everything. So we'll leave you with the pack ID. Student Hour is coming next. And I'll see you next week for the fundraiser. Every wave that breaks is a second that